This I Believe. My good friend Clifton Fadiman, known for years to a vast radio audience as the master of ceremonies of Information Please, is a native New Yorker. His career as a radio and television personality, editor, literary critic, and prolific contributor to newspapers and magazines has kept him on the run. But he has taken time out to share with us his personal creed.
One thing I believe is this, that each of Ed Morrow's guests has felt just a bit foolish on this program. I know I do. On the one hand is the weak, fearful creature that I know myself to be, and on the other hand are the noble ideals I'm about to profess. And the gap between me and the ideals is wide enough for the Gulf Stream to pass through. And yet, what makes us different from the animals is this very gap, or rather, our pathetic attempts to narrow it. A man's reach, said the poet Robert Browning, should exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for? My grasp is feeble, but nothing prevents my reach from extending to the furthest stars of thought. My reach is based only on faith, on the evidence of things not seen. Among the things I cannot see but believe exist is the natural desire of all men to be free. They may seem to prefer to be slaves. They may even think themselves into slavery, as the Russians and others appear to have done. But below this works eternally the desire for freedom, freedom to find out what we as rational beings are capable of. My faith in freedom cannot be demonstrated, but I can feel its force. Looking into myself, I note that I am more eager to feel free than I am to feel bound. And as other men are made much as I am persuaded that the hunger for freedom, however distorted or repressed, is common to us all. And looking into the past, I note that those men whom we reverence without qualification are those who have loved freedom. A word about the past. For myself, I find that to contemplate it, as continually as I can, is a sustaining thing. I say this, though I know that the past is red with blood. For it is also radiant with the wisdom of those who are truly great. And again to ponder that wisdom is to escape the thraldom of the daily and the pressure of mere things. And so I am grateful to history for allowing me to be a tiny part of itself. I think I know what causes the enormous gap between myself and the man who is truly wise and good. It is the sin of pride, the father and mother of most evil. To be without pride is to be a saint, which is impossible for me and for most men. But what is possible is to try to decrease in myself, unremittingly, the quantity of pride. And that means a continual war against an undue attachment to things, to my own prejudices, my own transient time and place, my own narrow activities, my own self. I can discover myself only by departing from myself. Platitudes? Yes, they sound that way, because they've been said so often before, and by better men. But because they are so familiar, their truth is not less. Nor because in my trivial daily life, as well as in the grandiose life of nations, they are denied again and again, their truth is not less. Deny them as I do, frequently, thoughtlessly, impatiently. They persist like the slow growth of life itself, and in the end I am driven, sometimes in joy and confidence, sometimes in bewilderment and confusion, to live by them.
That was Clifton Fadiman, who has tried to discover himself through his beliefs and has expressed his creed with humility.